Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Closing arguments beginning this morning in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. He is accused of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made to an adult film star during the run-up to the 2016 election. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
The former president clearly frustrated heading into this pivotal week in that hush money case. He spent the Memorial Day weekend lashing out at the various judges overseeing his criminal and civil trials. Trump, just hours after posting to social media honoring our fallen veterans on Memorial Day, quickly turned to attacking the, quote, human scum, accusing them of tearing down the country.
Pope Francis has apologized after he was quoted using a vulgar term to reaffirm the Catholic Church's ban on gay priests. Deadly airstrikes in Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 50 civilians were killed when a refugee camp in Rafah was hit by missiles. 20 people more than hurt in severe weather across the country over the weekend. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is joining 23 other states in supporting proposed new rules to support pregnant and postpartum workers. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act would require accommodations for conditions related to pregnancy, including abortion. Attorney General Josh Call says workers should not have to choose between their health and their jobs. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Such a sad story in Dodge County. Four teens died in a crash there yesterday, and a fifth is fighting for their life. The sheriff's office believes the driver didn't stop at a stop sign near Columbus, and that's when a semi hit them. The people in that car range from age 16 to 19. The driver of the semi, which did not have a trailer, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Two kids are representing Wisconsin today in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Today is the preliminary round. 13-year-olds Aiden and Nethra are in Maryland after winning the top two spots in the Badger State Spelling Bee in March. Aiden is from Middleton, and this is his third appearance at the Bee. It's Nethra's first time on the national stage. She's from Franklin. They've both been studying for months and will compete against more than 200 of the country's best spellers. Good luck, Aiden and Nethra. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam Field, a scoreless pitcher's duel. Until the eighth, with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals, Adames center field. Bellinger on the run, he looks up, goodbye! A three-run blast, Willie Adames!
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with three balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
These are not sequestered jurors.
True.
They should have been sequestered because, in my opinion, these jurors are handling something that is completely unprecedented and unwarranted in America. And for them to be able to be out and about on a holiday weekend with friends and families who have opinions, who are watching the news, TV's on the background at the pool party, I have serious concerns. If they're left-winging and they're watching MSDNC, as my client calls it, or CNN, they're not going to get fair news.
Oh, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, Jody Hamilton?
They've been going home every day after trial, regardless of whether it was the holiday.
Thank you. Exactly. Okay, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. One more.
They're going to hear, but by the way, they have been saying that this case is a hoax, which is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that the jurors are out there listening.
What?
And I have concerns about that. Time is can be on your side. Sometimes you're right there. But in this instance, I have worries about them going back to whatever friends might have Trump derangement syndrome, forgetting all sense of reality and coming back and sitting in that box and saying, you know what, I've got to do, you know, take one for the DNC.
Okay, juries are supposed to be impartial. They can't be inhuman. They are going to talk.
Right.
They are going to.
Here's the good news. Based on the degree of his and all his people's freak out, I think they're pretty sure he's going to be convicted this week. Yeah, and anyway, it's everything we've said. One legal analyst suggesting a guilty conviction can hinge on one amazing document, noting it was pretty clear Trump signed most of the $35,000 reimbursement checks to Cohen. We have this almost amazing document where the Trump financial people are sketching out what this $420,000 to Michael Cohen represents. It's sort of a dream piece of evidence for prosecutors. I think that part of the case is going to be pretty well nailed down. Mm-hmm. As we keep saying over and over, the case was already corroborated, made before Michael Cohen even their whole defense just rested on taking pot shots at Michael Cohen, all of the stuff he's already admitted to and owned. So another former federal prosecutor said the jury should be reminded over and over again the heart of the case stems from what he calls the Trump Tower conspiracy. Mm-hmm. He said three categories of falsified records, checks, invoices, and vouchers maintained in the Trump Organization's books. The conspiracy is a key way the law makes a defendant criminally liable for all the acts done by his co-conspirators in furtherance of their agreement. Once the conspiracy is proven, it doesn't matter if that isn't charged or if the defendant didn't personally create some of the documents. Pointing to checks given to Michael Cohen, he said, your common sense tells you neither the defendant nor his sons, Don Jr. and Eric, would have signed 11 checks for $35,000 without inquiring and learning the reasons for those sums from his CFO or Cohen. Cohen testified he, Trump, and Weisselberg discussed the reasons at a January 2017 Trump Tower meeting. Under the law, to defraud is to deceive.
corrupt business people falsely falsify business records to deceive someone. People wanting to keep a scandal covered up commit acts of falsification later to continue the deception. He said the post-election coverage by false business records was intended to maintain the deception by also deceiving New York officials charged with preventing candidates from promoting their elections unlawfully. Blah, blah, blah. This is not a case about Michael Cohen. It's a case about the facts, documents, and testimony from credible witnesses corroborate Cohen. The testimony of Hope Hicks corroborated Cohen when she told the court that the defendant failed to try to convince her in 2018 that Michael Cohen paid Stormy Daniels on his own and out of the kindness of his heart. The totality of proof establishes beyond a reasonable doubt Trump was at the hub of a conspiratorial scheme to falsify business records with an intent to defraud New York officials, federal officials, and the public in order to promote his own candidacy in the 2016 election. Yep. Case closed. Order! I'm already there. I know we can go through
order.
Motions. I'm done. I'm done
order.
With this. Do not pass go directly to jail.
He's probably yes, not going to be.
I don't see
it.
There's a spider right here.
Really? Oh, wow, it's a tiny one.
It's cute.
How'd you go?
It's Charlotte.
Oh, I look like I'm in Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, that's okay. Some pig.
That's fantastic. I mentioned this earlier. Biden's campaign will be more aggressive after the Trump concludes. They're mulling whether to brand him convicted felon if the verdict is guilty.
No,
yes!
Do it.
Do it.
You're going to catch her?
I love this. One analyst said, well, one of them could be a convicted criminal, but that doesn't matter as much to the voters as issues that directly impact their lives. Is this where we've gotten in 2024? It doesn't matter if we're going to give the nuclear codes to a convicted felon who can't vote. We've decided that it's felons can't vote, but they can get the nuclear codes. I can't.
In prison.
Pardon me?
Whilst in prison.
Okay. I'm just going to put that over there. Okay.
Those same people think that he was unfairly convicted.
Right. Did you just kill a spider very bloodthirsty fashion right in front of me?
Yeah.
He did. I'm crying inside.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Okay. Sorry, Angela.
That spider was pregnant with a million babies.
Well, I've seen cane spiders that have eggs.
Speaking of other issues, Sunday Divine says Biden stomped on the gas post-COVID to avoid the miserably long recovery we saw after Bush's recession. Did it cause inflation? Yes, and now inflation is lowering. Biden's plan also accelerated U.S. growth to be the top-performing economy in the world. The media needs to catch up. Okay. And then John Pavlovich said, I'm 54 years old. I am still waiting for a single phobic Christian to tell me exactly how and why someone else's sexuality or orientation or body or marriage is any of their damn business. As long as I live, I know I never will. Homophobia and transphobia are asinine. And welcome to the club, Richard Dreyfuss. What the hell? Oh, my God. He's supposed to be talking about Jaws and he Harrison Butkered. About trans people and women in power and what the actual. I just feel like rich old white men are getting really threatened.
And diversity makes him want to vomit.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
I mean, these people went to this event to see Jaws and to hear Richard Dreyfuss tell stories about working on Jaws.
Right.
And they get this. And so the theater has had to issue an apology where, you know, we apologize. It doesn't represent our values. And we know you came to see this and blah, blah, blah. He came out in a dress, kind of swishing, making fun of.
Oh, that's funny. Ha, 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 ha. Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker doubled down on his controversial remarks where he spoke about working women, the LGBT community, and abortion. He defended his comments where he called gay people and pride a deadly sin, condemned abortion, and encouraged female graduates to embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker. He defended his Catholic faith and discussed St. Daniel, who in the Bible was thrown into a lion's den over his... So does that make him Daniel in this
He's
story?
Daniel.
Thrown to
yeah.
the
mm-hmm.
Because he happens mm-hmm. to be a homophobe and a transphobe and a
now.
Misogynist. Okay. You know what, Chris? I have a new dream. You know what my dream is? He comes and debates Jesus and the Bible with John Fugelsang at Kansas City Sexy Liberal. Let's invite him. Let's see if...
You really think that he would be safe in that room with all those sexy liberals?
Yes. Yes. We're not
violent.
No, exactly.
Oh.
Okay.
Some sexy liberals might be.
No.
When it comes to Harrison Butker or Butkus or whatever his
Butkus.
Name is.
It's not Butkus.
Anyway, but what I don't know, Richard Dreyfuss, don't you feel like there is a generational thing? To where I've confessed this, by the way, that as a little Catholic girl from Lockport, New York, I remember my freshman year at USC, they brought in a trans person to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was he had been like a Marine and a, I don't even, can't remember if it was a football player or not, but you know, big, and was now a woman, mm-hmm. and was talking about that he was in love with another woman, that he considered him.
She considered herself
right.
a lesbian.
Right. I have to tell you, my little tiny Catholic girl brain, small town, almost exploded. But I didn't hate her or want to take her rights away. But it was a long time ago, and I didn't really understand. I was sort of like, what?
She was brave to go there. She was brave to show up there.
Yeah, that was a long time.
She really was.
Well, I can't say when it was, but a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, I'm just saying, I understand people.
You know what, though?
If you're of a generation where you're like, I never heard of this.
I don't buy that.
But why would you?
Because we had plenty of people at Sexy Liberal in Albuquerque that I met that are of Richard Dreyfuss's age who don't believe that.
Yeah. Right. And my dad's first wife.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that, Chris. I'm just saying some of these guys just feel like dinosaurs to me.
It's their attitude, because my dad's first wife, when she found out that my grandniece was transitioning to become a woman, she just wanted to know how to spell her name. That's all she wanted to know. Is it one L or two L's in your new name? You know, and this woman was in her 90s.
Kids aren't bigots until we teach them to be.
Exactly.
So, that's all I remember is I think I was all stuck on the, wait a minute, but. You know, like the sexuality thing. I'm like, but now you're a woman, but you're still with women. And
she's gay.
Right. So that's what I didn't. But I'm just saying, this was my 1980.
Put a candle back.
It's so hard to work around the big lie. It was a long time ago.
Because you have to tell more lies and more lies. You have to remember the old lies that you told to make sure that you tell the new lies correctly.
But it was like John Pavlovich said, I don't understand why anyone gives a damn or why you want to hate someone or prevent them from having rights. I mean, you can, fine, if you're of a certain age, you don't get it or you don't understand it, okay. But so let people live their lives. Like, what do you care? What's it to you? Is my point, Chris.
I'd just be pissed if I bought a ticket to see Richard Dreyfuss talk about Jaws and he talked about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a crap if he has those views, but that's not what people bought a ticket for.
You know what we're going to need, Chris? We're going to need a bigger boat for transphobic bigots.
Is that what we're going to need?
Yeah.
See
what I did?
Boat.
I just wrote that joke right here. I just wrote it right
here.
Very,
very funny.
Yeah.
If
you know what it is? He's lost his soul. He's got a dark
doll's
shark's
eyes,
like doll's eyes. He's got dead inside.
He didn't say either one of those lines.
Oh, well, I don't care.
He didn't.
The guy that got eaten by the shark did. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry.
Robert Shaw?
Yes. Got eaten. Okay. Not in a good way. Okay.
And there's a good way?
There's a good way to be eaten by a shark?
No, he wasn't eaten in a good way.
Right. Even a shark can't eat you in that good way.
I know. Too bitey.
Yes. I know what
too much
meant.
Teeth. Too much teeth. No. Less teeth.
I know what you meant, you dirty, dirty girl. I'm dirty.
You really want a shark to do that?
Here's how I know I'm. Here's how I know I'm Gen Z.
You're Gen Z?
You're Gen Z now? When did this happen?
Yesterday.
What age are Gen Zers?
They're in their 20s.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow, the big lie is getting even lie-ier.
Lie-ier. Yeah.
Well, now it's based on people think Carol Burnett looks 60. So if we're going 30 years... Okay.
Are we going 30 years?
I don't know. Gen Z of legal age are having less sex than any generation in history, and experts warn it could lead to their genitalia shrinking.
What?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I don't see that.
What experts?
Thing.
What experts did they cite?
Someone on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What? That is not a thing.
You know what I blame no one knowing if anything's true on Twitter? Chris LaVoy disbelieving these true Stephanie Miller stories. Karen from Chicago, my beloved Chris, says, Chris, I know Antifa yarn over Chicago personally, and she's as honest as the day is long. You are not wrong about everything, but you are wrong about her story being fake news, which is what launched this entire fake news epidemic here at the Stephanie Miller Show.
And then
Karen from Chicago tweeted, Chris, true story, I was waxing my pony for a second time, and one of my neighbors walked by and asked me if I was a Stephanie Miller fan. Steph Nation is real. Now, see, she just disproved her point.
I'm a cynical Gen Xer. I don't believe anything.
How teeny tiny are your genitalia?
No, that's Gen Z that's not having it's not Gen X.
Right.
We're the forgotten generation.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Fran says Friday, 2 months away, Hotlanta at the Tabernacle. That's the Atlanta Sexy Liberal Tour. I can't wait. I got a really exciting surprise for that, I think. I hope.
Oh, God.
I'm so excited. Y'all get ready for me in VIP. Say what? Fran, we're coming. Coming in Seattle, you are Saturday.
Yep.
So you know who's on the panel right now? Chris LaVoy.
Yay!
Chris LaVoy. People are very excited
who's
about.
Play your sound effects then.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, we'll figure.
Because there's not going to be anybody backstage to do that. Everybody's going to be on stage.
Yeah, we'll pretend we're in silent movies. Okay. My point is...
So when you ask for the patriotic
music... My point
music,
is we're going to try to get Mark Pocan to hook us up with Merle Jayapal. We're having a hard time reaching people. We don't know if we have current emails. If you're walking around, are you at... There's got to be somebody at a Starbucks that just saw Ron Reagan Jr. or Dan Savage. Help us out, for God's sakes. All right. It'll always be...
Do they even live there anymore?
Yeah, we don't even know, do we? We don't. We're trying. We're really trying. All right.
It's been 4 years since we've talked to
Ron
Reagan.
That's true. So, well, you know, we had Naveed Jamali at the last CEO.
Right, and
like
he's moved.
He's moved to New York.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, I'm working on very excited. Oh, should I read this real quick? Oh, no, I'm too late. I'll read Lawrence O'Donnell's letter. It's very funny.
It's a tease. That's what we call in the business a tease.
Yes.
Atta man.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Show Pony Muscles. Chris Lavoie is going to oil up and do a panel shirtless because he's a team player.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not. He's not going to.
Listen, well, then you better pull a guest out of your ass by Saturday. P90X guy, Tony Horton, you know him.
Yeah.
He got shingles, almost bit it. He feels amazing now. Yeah. He's 65. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. Even without exercise, he created high-impact protein available in plant protein. Mix it with your
favorite. Whey is what I go for.
Whey, I know, right? Hey. Chocolate. You sometimes put extra peanut butter in. That's crazy.
Well, it's peanut butter. Extra protein.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's strawberry, there's vanilla flavor. One scoop a day helps supercharge your muscle growth, boost your energy, helps you slim down. Make it your sidekick, mypowerlife.com. Type in the code fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Oh, come on! You gotta admit this is cool!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more. You are making the same or less money. So what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I love my dog and my cats, but that is not always the feeling I have about them when I am doing my budget. Holy moly, pets can be expensive. So I found a few ways to save money on my pets without feeling like I'm cutting corners. Number one, some vet offices offer a bulk buy for a set of appointments, which can cut down on the per visit cost of checkups. Number two, look around for online deals for pet food. I was resistant to this one for a while, but I found a subscribe and save deal at Chewy.com that was significantly cheaper than what I was paying for near my house. Number 3, Craigslist. Craigslist might have it for free or close to it, and it's worth a check for things like a harness or washable toys or pet supplies. I got my dog's crate at Craigslist. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What are we doing?
What? We are filling the void in Taylor Dayne music and talk radio.
Here we go.
As we have since 1904. Yes. Mark Hamill, someone named Mark Hamill, tweeted, very disappointed to learn you can't have me on the same sexy liberal panel with Bob Seska for fear we would hijack the proceedings with long, nerdy minutiae filled with Star Wars discussions. Hashtag sad. Okay. So, Mark is doing LA Sexy Liberal. I'm trying to use him for bait to get, you know,
others.
Yes. I, for instance, told Rob Reiner that we would not be saving the world, but the galaxy with right. him and Mark Hamill on the same panel at LA Sexy Liberal. So we're working on that. Oh, my God. Brooklyn Dad Defiant has a great tweet about Rob, right, about Rob Reiner. Someone, yes, some maggot called him a loser. Asked him where's his success.
Like, where Rob
what?
Reiner's success?
Every movie ever made? Anyway.
Has Rob Reiner ever directed like a space movie?
I don't know.
I don't think he has.
I don't know. Every other movie, though.
Yes, he has.
Is his.
Rom-coms. Okay.
And he has joined us many, many times. He is such a patriot. LA and New York, sexy liberal. And
I adore him.
Okay, I just, speaking of handsome, romantic, sexy liberals, I hope this is okay, but I just have to read. I wrote to Lawrence O'Donnell, subject line, Donald Trump is wrong. You do not look like you are the most handsome, romantic news anchor ever. Did you see the Trump tweet? Lawrence O'Donnell looks like.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sucking up to ask you for a favor, but it's also true. Is there any chance you can come join us as celebrity guest on panel? New York City, Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour, Town Hall Theater, August 3rd. Everyone from Nancy Pelosi to Rob Reiner to Lily Tomlin to Jamie Raskin, Amy Schiff, Adam Schiff, Mark Hamill to, wait for it, giant name drop just for you, Martin Sheen, have done it in various cities. Please, we are teaming up with a Get Out the Vote group as our sexy liberal cause this time. You could come and join the show, blah, blah, blah. Live Nation is presenting us this time. Our tickets are way less than Taylor Swift, and you're way sexier than her. Please, also please, love Steph. So, Lawrence.
It was the sexier than Taylor Swift thing that got
that's
him.
What
yes,
he
yeah. wrote back. First of all, the only name you ever have to drop with me is Stephanie Dan Miller. I know all those big names love you because you're smart and cool. I don't have every minute of the summer figured out yet, but I'm usually not in town that weekend. I will figure out that soon because I would love to do this with you. Love to. What would be expected of me? Will there be a swimsuit competition?
Yes.
Will you tell my daughter I'm cool if I could miraculously convince her to come? As to how I look, Trump is not always wrong. My older brother has a boat older than I am that looks much better than I do. I should have been sanded down and painted every year. Worshipfully, Lawrence.
Oh, he's very funny.
He's very funny.
I said, if your daughter doesn't already know you're the coolest, I will slap her into the middle of the next election cycle.
She's one of those, like,
and I'm like, and I said, now I'm thinking of, now you got me thinking about a swimsuit competition. Funny. Okay. Oh, I'm running out of time
you
already.
You are running out of time. Look at you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I have a lot to get to. We got Charlie Pierce to get to. We have Representative Mark Pocan. Speaking of sexy liberal stars, he was so fantastic at Sexy Liberal Madison. We will talk to him in just a bit on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
Someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well. I got to go home. Okay. Tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. The owners of the Mount Olympus Amusement Park in Wisconsin Dells say they have the tallest water slide in the world. It's called The Fall, and it's 145 feet high. It's one of five new water slides that opened to the public this Memorial Day weekend. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Milford Lake Mills community is banding together to support a restaurant owner who was attacked outside his business. Nate Morales is the chef and co-owner of Crawfish Junction. His friends say a couple weeks ago, he asked a rowdy group outside his restaurant to leave because they were closed. Those friends say that's when he was attacked, and now he has broken bones in his face, bruised ribs, and a concussion. A GoFundMe account for Morales has raised more than $10,000 to support his recovery and operational costs for the restaurant while he's away. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office told WMTV they're still searching for suspects. Eight families can't stay in their apartments after their building went up in flames in Portage. The fire department there says someone left a lit candle unattended. That unit is destroyed while seven others have water and smoke damage. Authorities say they were able to save some pets from the building, but not all. All the humans are okay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high 67 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. And some of those storms could bring some locally heavy rain, quarter inch or more, not out of the question. Tonight, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 68. We're back to 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Of Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
I was hot as a pistol. I think I was hotter than I am now, and I became president, okay? I don't know. I said to somebody, was I hotter before or hotter now? I don't know. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares, right?
All right, Chris, you're going to have to pack the Gallagher tarp for the Seattle Sexy Liberal. I can't.
All right.
Whoa. How can I get any gayer, Jody? It's impossible.
That's
Oh, God. By the way, you know Larry and the Beth?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the middle of a 5 Sexy Liberal tour extravaganza.
All right.
Steph, while the Larry tweets, while the Beth and I were in Minneapolis to attend Sexy Liberal Tour, we went to the Harmar Mall. While the Beth was getting cash at the bank, I went to the desk and asked, where's the MyPillow kiosk is? And she asked, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? I'm going to deem that story true.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Sure.
Sure.
Voting Rights for Us tweets, true story, I was in Dunkin' Donuts ordering coffee. I told the server I like my coffee black like my men. From the back of the kitchen, someone shouted, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
I would have said, have you seen Airplane?
Or
I know, I was going to say, we get credit for sound bites we play if they're not.
Famously
ours.
From Airplane.
Yeah.
Right. And one last one. Boo Radley tweets, I recently went to Nuremberg because I was being tried for war crimes.
Oh, God. Joke?
When the prosecutor asked me if I was guilty, I said, did you know that Stephanie Miller's father was also a prosecutor at Nuremberg? He was so impressed, he let me go. Okay.
All right, stop taunting me, people.
There's only one man now that understands. That's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Instead of a judgment at Nuremberg, you get jokes at Nuremberg.
That's right.
Yeah.
Blah. Okay, rubber chickens for everyone. Okay, hi, Charlie Pierce.
I'm back here looking for the rails so that Joe can
get back on.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's a holiday week. Did I read that right? Did Donald Trump try to ban...
It's not a holiday week. The holiday week is over.
Did Donald Trump try to ban rubber chickens at the Libertarian Convention, or is that something someone made up? I think
the Libertarians did, actually.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Now America's dead. Charlie, I was particularly thought of you. You wrote a great piece about the Supreme Court, and I just was so touched and saddened and moved by Justice Sotomayor talking about that she cries. She goes back into her office and cries over these Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah, that was a very telling admission from the justice. I wish she had gone back to her office and gotten an axe, but you can't have everything.
Tina, get me the axe. Uh-huh. Wait, who was it? Was it Elena? Oh, no, it wasn't her. It was Elena Kagan that threw shade at Alito in the latest dissent where she used the term that reasoning is upside down two or three times.
That was when Alito accused her of misquoting her own decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's misquoting a decision that she had written.
Wow.
God, I can't help fantasize all the time about what a Supreme Court with, more of... Kagan's and Sotomayor's and Ketanji Brown Jackson's would be like,
This is all a function of the fact that you're going to die angry.
Yes, right. Yes. Well, we just mentioned that last hour that Hillary Clinton, right again, said people didn't take me seriously when I warned about this, about the Supreme Court and about Roe. But, that I don't think I've ever heard anything quite so personal from a justice about her talking about literally weeping. Reminds me of that, T-shirt of the Statue of Liberty crying.
the great cartoon of after Kennedy's assassination with Lincoln with his hood in his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's an appalling situation, but it is nice, as you pointed out, it is nice to hear Sheldon Whitehouse audibly licking his chops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jamie Raskin. I mean, when you were writing specifically about the South Carolina gerrymandering decision, you said the carefully manufactured conservative majority on this current court is hopelessly predictable and dismally partisan. You talked about it comes from two justices, Alito and Thomas. Both stand accused of using their positions to act not merely out of ideological rigidity, but out of spite and petty malice. Both had rough confirmation hearings. Neither seems to have gotten over the experience. God save us from whiny little privileged men, right? You're absolutely right.
Oh, Lord. How about the the former president deciding that it's unfair that prosecution gets to go last.
Yeah. Like in every court.
I mean, at times I don't mind that he's like a dangerous fascist, and because he clearly never watched a movie.
Right.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. It's ridiculous. Well, you also, I hadn't heard this. Justice Thomas says he intends to remain on the court until 2034. Why that long? Because he said the liberals made my life miserable for 43 years. I'm going to make their lives miserable for 43
wow.
years.
Wow.
And you said it's hard to know when the justice started the clock on this one, since the liberals certainly did not make his life miserable when they created the race-based admission policy that got him into Holy Cross. Oh, I can't. I talk about this all the time. People that pull up the rope after them.
Yep.
You know, Joy Reid talked about how, you know, Gwen Ifill inspired her. And, you know, she was talking about it being like a relay race when she used to run track, you know, that you hand the baton to the next person. And this is, but you're right. They're all pull the rope up people. Screw you. I got mine. Right.
Yeah. They're all hoping that nobody remembers anything.
Right. Right.
I happen to have, you know, grown up, I'm the only male member of my family who didn't go to Holy Cross. And my cousin Joanne teaches there now.
Yeah.
So that's the family business. So I'm not going to forget anything about Holy Cross.
Yeah, my brother-in-law went to Holy Cross. Yeah, I mean, it's just, but I guess, you know, to your larger point, I don't know if you happened to watch that, Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid at the Apollo was so fantastic talking about the...
No, I'm saving that up for cocktail hour today.
There you go.
talking about the Medgar and Murley book. But, you know, Charlie, it really did hit me in the solar plexus this year, just them talking, you know, Al Sharpton saying that, you know, his is the only generation of civil rights activists that made it to 40 years old. They were all like Medgar assassinated at 39. And, you know, you just... The fact that half this country sits home and doesn't vote, it still breaks my heart every year.
Yeah, you know, it comes down to my perennial answer to people who say Martin Luther King wasn't divisive. I mean, if he wasn't divisive, how come somebody shot him in the head?
Yeah.
You know, and one of the more moving experiences of my life was going to the house on Gaines Avenue in Jackson where Medgar Evers was shot. Because when I went, and I don't know what the situation is now, nothing has changed. The bush that Byron D. Levesque was hid behind is still there. The stain on the driveway is still there.
Wow.
Or the carport. Yeah, it was quite a thing.
I mean,
and
it's
of
just,
course, Murray was just great. I mean, she's...
Yeah, but the way Joy talked about...
She's a rock.
Yeah, the way that she talked about that, they all just expected it. They all expected they were going to be killed for trying to, you know, have black people be able to vote. I mean, it's just... Yeah. Anyway, we talked about Louisiana. Like, here we go. We'll let the states decide. Covey tweeted, Mifepristone has 5 deaths per million users. Viagra has 49 deaths per million users. Mm-hmm. Yet lawmakers in Louisiana want to classify Mifepristone as a dangerous substance. It's not about drug safety. It's about controlling women. And there you go.
Yeah. This is entirely true. And it's entirely true and it's entirely predictable. I mean, I was, you know, and I was writing, I've been writing the blog now for almost 12 years. And one of the very first posts I did was, you know, they are not going to stop at abortion.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And they're not stopping at abortion. And mifepristone scares the hell out of them because women can control their bodies without being open about it. And there's no place to pick it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So naturally, they were going to go after this. Were going to go after this. You know, you can't set off a bomb, you know, under the house of every woman taking mifepristone.
Yeah,
it's impractical, and there's not enough ammonium nitrate fertilizer.
You know, we've had the amazing Pulitzer Prize winner, Lori Garrett on, you know, who always says like she's the Cassandra of, you know, science stuff, that got everything right about, warned everything about COVID. And this is what Hillary...
Well, yeah, she's been writing about epidemic disease for
a billion, $11 billion.
You know, 25 years anyway.
But this is what I'm afraid of, Charlie. Is like Hillary Clinton said, I'm afraid people aren't going to listen to me about 2024 either, about the existential threat. People roll their eyes and, oh, well, you know. And that's the problem with Cassandras is, you know, they're right and no one likes them at the time.
Well, that's why, according to the myth, that was a curse.
Right.
That wasn't something that just happened. She offended against the gods, and the gods gave her the worst possible curse you could give to a prophet, which is nobody, you will always be right, and nobody will believe you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, it's terrifying when you look at, you know, some of these margins and, you know, how many people stay home or blah, blah, blah. One tweet just hit me. Trump wants to work with Netanyahu to wipe Palestine from the face of the planet once and for all. If you're okay with Trump getting elected and giddily doing that, just admit you don't give an F what happens to the Palestinians. I mean, whatever your issue is, you know, Lindsey Graham wants to nuke Gaza. I mean, he's not the only one on the Republican side that has said that, right?
Well, he's also not the only one on that side of the argument who wants to do that. I'm amazed Netanyahu hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, yeah. So what? What do you? I know it's maybe Trump is a convicted felon week in New York, everyone. But I keep getting a little tingling of hope about documents case. I mean, I feel like Judge Cannon, I think, is corrupt, but I think she's, you know, not very experienced. And I keep hoping she's going to make the misstep that leads to him being able to do, what is it, the writ of Matt Damon.
Right, the writ of Matt Damon.
Yeah. And get rid of her.
I mean, I think she's running a little scared now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as soon as things heated up a couple of weeks ago, she called another hearing. She wasn't going to call another hearing. Then something, I can't remember exactly what happened. Somebody made a lot of noise, and oops, we're back in session again.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Never underestimate, you know, public outcry, like we were talking about the Supreme Court, about what White House and Raskin are saying. Special Counsel Jack Smith asked Judge Cannon to modify Trump's conditions of release to bar him from making statements that pose a significant danger to law enforcement agents in the classified documents case. Once again, never in our history, to protect them from a former president. Andrew Weissman said, smart move by Smith, as Judge Cannon won't likely be able to grant the gag order, will show her patent bias, and Smith can then appeal to the 11th Circuit. Oh, please, God. Mm-hmm. Please, God, let her make that fatal mistake, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know who she's got advising her, but if they, you know, if they allow her to think on her own, she'll get around to it sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah. Did you enjoy Trump being booed? I know that it cleansed my soul from the inside, like a colon cleanse.
It was a nice feeling, but I don't think it made a dent on him. And I think you will see, you know.
Did you see they're trying to say he got a great reception?
I think this will become another regular punchline.
Yeah.
At the wank fests, you know.
I mean, I love this. Not great that Trump is glitching now while trying to say the word libertarian. Speaking of fake news, I mean, they're out on their side going, oh, he got this amazing reaction. It's very exciting. They loved it. I mean,
he got a reaction.
Right.
They're not lying about that.
Yeah. Tim Miller, by the way, one last one. Trump's no funding for any schools that have a vaccine mandate policy is not just insane, but probably one of the least popular items in his agenda, and Dems should probably test it out as a wedge message. This is the peak insanity. No funding for schools that mandate any vaccine. Any vaccine. I mean,
that's right. Why are the Republicans pro-polio?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. They are.
My mother spent the better part of a year in an iron lung. She had the pneumatic form of polio. Thank God she didn't, you know, have the physically crippling kind. But people don't remember how happy their parents were when the polio vaccine came along.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It was just enormous weight lifted off the entire country.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it worked, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Polio was gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I asked this Friday, Charlie, maybe I'll get your answer before we end here, is will America ever get back to a set point of any kind of normalcy, or has Trump just broken us for, you know, in some fundamental way?
It's going to take a while, and I don't have a while left, so I don't, I'm wishing I was 25 again, just because I think it would take, you know, 50 years for this, you know, this infection to, you know, pass from the body.
Don't, you're not going, not going anywhere. Not Boston Sexy Liberals in July, Mr.
Oh, no. I'm, I've already written it into my rider for the Boston Sexy Liberals show that you will do a weekend with Bernie's if I die before.
Okay, thank you. Oh, that is very dark, Charlie.
Oh,
don't go anywhere.
Very dark.
Glenn Kirshner is going to be with you on panel and whatever.
I know. I'm going to be able to say, talk any kind of rot about, legal issues, because then Glenn can reel me back.
There you go. And then you'll bring a dish to pass Elizabeth Warren. Anyway, love you so much.
that was almost subliminal.
What? Yeah. Annie Kennedy.
Anyway. Elizabeth Warren thing snuck in there.
Or Annie Kennedy will do.
Annie Kennedy. All right. Except for, you know.
Annie Kennedy will do.
Except for one.
Even the dead brain worm.
Amazing Technicolor dream, though.
We could get a smaller stool for the dead brain worm.
Yeah. We'll have one built.
Love you, Charlie. We link to your fantastic scribblings. See ya.
I'm amazed that hasn't shown up on eBay yet.
The brain worm? Yeah.
All right. Bye, Charlie. Bye. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. They had a play date with Riley yesterday. You know, Marsha's dog, Riley. They love each other.
Marsha.
And Riley.
Okay.
Yeah. Riley and Clyde, can I just say, kind of homo friends, I got to say. It's super. I feel like they're reenacting gladiator movies, and then there's a lot of, licking. It's a, anyway.
Yeah, but they're hanging out around the gymnasium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, Marsha commenting on, they're just the happiest, fluffiest, most, they just came back from a two-hour hike, and they were going crazy running around with Riley. Because why? Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend superfoods.
Yep.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. Dr. Marty has loaded that sucker up with superfoods.
Blammo.
Right? And it's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch and expires and it's cooked at high heat and all the nutrients are...
Spiders.
Right? Spiders. What? It is raw, freeze-dried. They love the taste. Go now. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code Stephanie at checkout for an additional discount when you shop gourmet gift packages for Father's Day. Every steak, every entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, ready to prepare whenever your dad wants to grill. Omaha Steaks knows exactly what dads want, steak. This Father's Day, give him an experience he'll always remember. Mouth-watering steaks and a reason to think about you. From dad jokes to skin knees, your dad is one of a kind, right? This Father's Day, show him all the love with Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use that promo code Stephanie at checkout for exclusive savings on gift packages starting at, yes, you heard me right, just $89. He's guaranteed to love it. The most mouth-watering steaks, the best side dishes. Dad is going to love you so much. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget the promo code is Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by yum, strawberry lemonade flavor. Morning kick in my body. I'm doing weights today.
You are.
I did a 40-mile bike ride on Saturday. I hiked a couple hours yesterday with a good friend. And what was I powered by, Chris? All the right.
Morning kick.
Thank you.
Ashwagandha.
Thank you. Okay. Oops. I'm doing the wrong spot.
Oh well.
Okay. Anyway, my point is there are 10 supplements in one. Anyway, my point is that I get stuff from my joints, from my muscles, prebiotics for digestion, probiotics help you shed weight, stay a healthy weight. I love my morning kick. Go now to I need the thing.
Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Type in Stephanie, or you can text it. You can text. Uh-huh. Message and data rates may apply. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi.
Hi.
56 minutes after the hour. Ron in Sacramento. Hello, Ron.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Mama, this morning I was inspired with all the true Stephanie Miller stories to share mine. So I called in, and I let Krista know what it was, and she thought it was a good one. She placed me on a brief hold, and then a little while later, Stephanie Miller picked up on me, and I got to speak to her on a Tuesday morning and blow my air horn. True story.
I'm confused. We've opened a wormhole in the universe now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
A rip in the space-time continuum.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Chris, who said this forces me to suspend my longstanding attempt at neutrality? Trump is the opioid of all opioids. We are at an existential crossroads. Who said that?
Bunny, Bubbles, and Beulah.
No, Ken Burns. We already played it. We played it. It's right on your soundbite list. Right there. It's right there. Biden-Harris headquarters tweets, Trump just falsely claimed he oversaw the best job market in history for black Americans. That's not true. Black unemployment and poverty rates have hit historic lows under President Biden. And this one, Stephen said, the presidency once deserved respect. Trump shot the out of that concept. That's my point about is there ever going to be a set point of normalcy in this country again, or respect for the office, or is he just, you know, blowed that up real good.
He blowed it up real good.
Ronald, with one thing to be happy about this weekend, Trump's flop sweat, extra thick layer of bronzer, and 45 minutes of getting booed relentlessly resulted in a new shade of magenta I don't think anyone has seen before.
Okay. A new color was discovered.
Yes. Please notify Crayola. Whatever that color was malignant narcissism being booed into some other color zone.
It'll be Pantone's color of the year.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Representative Mark Pocan of the great state of Wisconsin next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.